Here we are. Hope you had a good weekend. I know I did. It's never long enough, which is problematic. But over the holidays, it'll be good because it'll be really long, like a couple weeks, which is fun. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. So much going on. NASCAR Roofing Instant Access. All our shows, just a click away. Email us, instantaccess.com. KDKRadio.com. Please be sure to check us out on our video stream, which is always fun. I got about 9,000 topics today, which is good. I did a lot of planning, so that's that. Later on this hour, I can't get over something that Tamara Rush unearthed. She's a great reporter. She was happening to be toggling through some school board minutes and video, and I'm lost here, and I don't necessarily know. One, I don't really know how to handle it, and two, I can't believe someone said this, and three, I can't believe that was the someone who said it, because there's a lot here. We'll get into all that, though, later on this hour. So, again, 9,000 different topics, and I ran across this story from Georgia, and I wonder how it hits you.
Last year, state lawmakers passed a bill encouraging schools to put Narcan kits on every campus.
But that did not come with any dollars.
So Commissioner Kevin Tanner of the Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities says they are using funding collected from opioid lawsuit settlements to supply more than 2,300 Georgia schools with the safety kits.
It has two doses of Narcan along with some other supplies.
As part of the program, school staff will be trained on how to properly administer the life-saving medication in an emergency situation. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News. Atlanta.
All right, let's talk. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Should these be mandated, or would you be okay if they were mandated in Pennsylvania schools? I don't mind this at the high school level. I don't mind this at the junior high level. I actually don't mind this in schools. You know why? Because it's expected that kids make dumb decisions, terrible decisions, ridiculous decisions. Okay? That's just kind of where we are in life. It just always happens. Kids are being shaped, and young people are looked at as people who are still figuring out their way in life. And gosh, I hope they don't do drugs, particularly hard drugs like that, but I guess it's par for the course nowadays that some kids are going to delve into stuff like that and need to essentially be rescued from themselves. And part of that is Narcan, like the like the state of Georgia has done. But I want to talk at 866-391-1020 whenever compassion sort of gets into enabling. Because I heard Marty with a very compelling story about some buddy that was walking around downtown all gooned up, and they're trying to get him into rehab, and he keeps leaving rehab. Well, he's an adult. And I'll tell you this. Excuse me if I don't have a ton of compassion for people who don't want to help themselves. Now, that being said, when you're a minor, you may not have the wherewithal, the ability, the want, or the drive to help yourself. And that, at a minor level, under 18, is where you're still guided by people who aren't minors, people who are over 18, teachers, people in the community, adults, anybody, parents, all of that. And so that's why there needs to be a delineation here. I have often spoken out and will continue to, about Narcan and about safe places to shoot up and about free needles and things like that to the adult population as nothing more than enabling. And it is. It just is. This program in Georgia is very interesting. Now, you heard the person who was interviewed there, and they talked about tax dollars. Things changed whenever there were tax dollars available, or in this case, not available. Then they got grant money, private money, and it went to this. There does have to be a shift, though, and this is, I think, the topic at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. In my estimation, We got to stop stigmatizing, we'll save you. I don't want people to die. No, don't take it that way. But we have to stop stigmatizing, it's okay. We'll just get it figured out, and we'll have this drug that can reverse the effects. Again, I don't want people to die. But have we destigmatized just how awful hard drugs are? It's almost like, well, do this. It's terrible for you. It may kill you. But wait, here's something else that makes sure it doesn't kill you. And in doing that, are we truly teaching the lessons that we need to teach, which are that original thing that you're doing, that behavior, that substance, all of that, that you're putting into your body, that's the thing that's super bad, and you shouldn't be doing it. I wonder if we've gotten so far away from that. Now, we can't just have this war on drugs and say no to drugs situation, because that's not going to work. But it feels like there is too much of an acceptance. Way, way too much of an acceptance. Because we have different antidotes, or we have different reversal drugs, or we have different plans to make sure you're okay. Again, don't take that as me wanting people to die. Because that's immediately where all of these save the world kind of people go with it. You have no heart. You have no compassion. Well, my compassion is limited for adults who don't want to help themselves. You got that part right. But in all of this, it's got to be both. It does. We can't continue to enable. We can't continue to elongate drug problems and not try to truly get to the core. And the core is there should be a stigma involved with drug use. I don't know when we got away from that. You're, in my estimation, and I'll say it, if you want to do hard drugs, it's not something like, well, that's a person who's just lost their way, or they're really a kind and great dad, or no, you're a deadbeat, you're a loser, you're an idiot. And we don't say that enough. That's the way I feel. And I know there are a lot of people who quietly feel the same way I do. But it's not fashionable to be able to say that anymore. We have to accept all kinds. Well, they're just going through a hard time. Well, I've gone through hard times. You know what I never did? Jammed a needle in my arm and wasted my last dollars, or stolen dollars, to spend on drugs. We need to, I think, as a society, as an American society, re-stigmatize drug use. And let people know it is the most awful, terrible, ridiculous decision they can make. But in doing that, you know what's even bigger and what we risk? Offending someone and having someone say you're canceled. And that now has become even bigger. You're not allowed to say things like you're a deadbeat. But that's how I feel. You can go ahead and have Narcan in schools. That's okay. But there needs to be a drop-off at some point. And for me, when people become adults, that's the drop-off. Go ahead and figure it out for yourself. I'll help you if you want help. But if you don't want help, you're on your own. I got too much going on in my life. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. So much to get into. We got happy topics, too. Great topics, good topics. All of it as we push through the day. Listen for The Drive at 5. The story's driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Go ahead and demand the yellow van. Here we are, 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020, coming off of a wonderful weekend. So, as always, you can listen to us 100.1 FM AM 1020 KDK or on the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. But you can also watch us online. KDK's video stream is all presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Just go to kdkradio.com, click on Watch KDK Radio's live stream. Now you can check out our YouTube page, which is fantastic. Be piped right into our beautiful studio. Just a fantastic thing. Oh, on Friday, He had something he had to do with his family real quick that came about. So I don't begrudge him. You know, it is what it is. Scheduling things come up. Clairton coach Wayne Wade is going to join us just past 4 o'clock because I do want to talk to him about what winning football championships does for a community like Clairton. Scheduled to appear just past 4 o'clock, Wayne Wade, the coach at Clairton. We got something to talk about in Penn Hills coming up before the hour's out, and then a big tax hike in the city, maybe. But first, TJ Westview. Hi, TJ.
Hi. People need to realize an addict cannot be forced into treatment unless they want help. It won't work, no matter how many times you send them and force them into treatment. I've dealt with family members that have, you know, that are addicts, and we force them to treatment, but it never worked. They have to want help.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why my compassion for adults, and this is two separate things, and that's why it's interesting what Georgia's doing with these Narcan kits mandated into schools pretty much. With adults, you know, I hear these sob stories and I hear people saying this and that, and a lot of times there's a mental illness quotient at play as well. But I'll say this, unless you want help, I'm just not somebody who, if you're an adult, is going to have a big, long list of compassion for you. And I know that comes off to a lot of people as, oh my gosh, this guy doesn't have a heart. But how much time am I supposed to take away from my life to make sure another adult isn't making the right decisions?
I've been through the same thing. And then once I learned more, I just said, I offer help. I'm here. When you're ready, then I'll help you. Otherwise, I can't fix you. And you're an adult. I can't do anything to change what you're doing. So when you're ready, let me know and I can help. Otherwise, I can't do anything. I got to walk away.
Yeah, and that's not easy. TJ, I bet that's not easy, but it's, you can just keep banging your head into a wall, or you could finally sort of have an end game to it, right?
Right. You have to walk away sometimes and let them hit rock bottom before they realize and want help. Otherwise, you're just going around and around in a circle. And a lot of times when you force somebody into rehab and they come out, they assume they can do the same amount of drugs that they were doing prior to going in, and they end up overdosing and passing away, even though it's not intentional. But their mindset is, no matter what, they want that drug again.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing. A foolproof way not to overdose or pass away or all of that is to not do drugs. I know that sounds crazy to some people, and I know that sounds, easy for you to say. Is it? How do you know that? That's number one. And number two, why am I always shouted down when I'm told that should be the lesson? When I'm told that, now it's like fashionable again to kind of do recreational cocaine. Not that it ever went away fully, but it's cool again for the younger kids. Oh, just do it in small doses. You'll be okay. Marijuana's not good enough. IV drugs, I don't know, but people are like, cocaine is way back in small doses. It's cool. It's in mixed company. You're all right. Well, actually, no, you're not. Why isn't it that people are looked at as more outcasts than what they really are looked at now? That's what's lost on me. And I will be judgy, and I'm okay with that. I'm just, my head can't wrap around the fact that people willingly do something that they know could have a fatal impact to them. And I'm supposed to say, oh yeah, it's okay. You know what? What you need to do is just do it in moderation. Or, wow, I'm here to help you. Whenever you're an adult. You're an adult making the decision to do the drug. You can be an adult making the decision to not do the drug. And it's just that simple. But, or at least for me, it is. And I know we get into convoluted and much bigger conversation, and people will call me and tell me this or that and make me out to be the bad guy. And it's just like whenever the city spent tons of money on Narcan and free needles, and the county did too, I vehemently disagree with that. I just got no problem saying it because all it does is kick the can down the road. Sometimes people need to realize a real hard time before they realize that, well, they could get better. And that's this situation in totality. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. I got to talk about this story in Penn Hills in just a little bit. Tamara Rush had it, and she fetched up the audio that was from a video from a school board meeting. And I've really tried hard to wrap my head around it today and make sense of it. And, you know, it just feels, it doesn't feel like business. It feels personal. It feels like somebody has a personal beef with somebody else. We'll get into that in just a little bit. I need to tell you this. When the weather turns bad, turn to KDKRadio.com for up-to-the-minute news, weather, traffic information from the KDK Radio Storm Center. It's all brought to you by Duquesne Light Company, larger than light. Larger than light. That's how they should say it. Only on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA. A story from Penn Hills coming up next where I'd like it to have some nuance. I'd like a deeper explanation. But I'll be honest with you. I don't know if there is a deeper explanation. It's just somebody said the absolute wrong thing. And when you're an elected official, for me at least, you should be called out for it. We'll dive into that in just a little bit. After news, right here, KDK. Here we go, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Woo! Listen, for one night only, Wednesday, December 17th, it's in a little bit from now, right? 9 days from now? Yeah, December 17th. All the Odyssey stations, 93.7 The Fan, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA, Star, Whammo, Y108. Going to be flipping the turntables and turning Mike's Beer Bar into the biggest Christmas karaoke spot on the North Shore, where our on-air hosts and local celebrities take the mic for celebrity karaoke. No admission costs. Bring a canned good, though. That's great. It'll support North Hills Cares. Details, all of them, KDKRadio.com. So much to get into. We'll talk to Rich Fitzgerald today, too. So we're excited about all of this. All right, Tamara unearthed a very interesting situation over in Penn Hills. Penn Hills, pretty big school district. It is a decent-sized municipality. It sure is. And I want to play this story and then get into sort of deeper nuts and bolts. So give a listen and try to get the lay of the land a little bit here.
Newly elected member Reginald Hickman voiced his opposition to the board's decision.
We have a school district that is 63% African-American. And I really do think that we would best represent the community having an African-American elected as president. Thank you.
Erin Vecchio, who has served on the board for 26 years and is president for 9, says she was shocked by the comments.
I don't pick and choose who I serve. That's what a school board member does. Race should never be brought into a school board or any other seat. We're here to serve the community.
When asked if Vecchio felt things would have turned out differently if the roles were reversed, and she had this to say.
If I'd have said what he said, I'd be on national news.
Tamara Rush, News Radio KDKA.
This is a dicey situation, to say the least. So, to rehash and to give you the tail of the tape on the combatants here, you got Erin Vecchio, who is the president of the school board, voted on by her peers on the school board, okay? And as she said, she's been on the school board 26 years at Penn Hills, 9 of them president. You have Reginald Hickman, who is new. And what he wants, he says, is that there's a 63% African-American student ratio at Penn Hills. And so he wants better representation, and by better representation, it means he wants not a white lady who is the president of the school board. To that end, Ms. Vecchio says a little more.
I don't pick and choose who I serve. That's what a school board member does. Race should never be brought into a school board or any other seat. We're here to serve the community.
Mm-hmm. She said this.
If I'd have said what he said, I'd be on national news.
And this.
I've never faced like this in the 26 years that I've been on this board. I was the first person to bring in a black superintendent, a black coach. You know that. I never back down on that. I'm here to serve everybody.
And this.
I don't pick and choose to serve. This year, we've gotten out of recovery. We were $18 million in the hole. We had turned the lights off on the buildings. And now we have $19 million surplus. And that's because I went out and got $300 million into this school district that nobody else has ever done.
Okay. There's a problem here. There is a problem. And I don't like to play the what-if game, but Tamira's question was dead on. What if it was the other way around? There'd be big problems. But let's take Reginald Hickman for who he is and what he is. This is the same guy who in November of 2015, about 10 years ago, I will read from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. About a dozen of the approximately 40 teachers at Edgewood Primary School in the Woodland Hills School District have been injured by their students in grades K through 3. This school year. As a result, school principal Reginald Hickman was placed on administrative leave Thursday, and the district's curriculum coordinator, Lisha Lentz, became acting principal on Friday, said the superintendent, Alan Johnson. Mr. Johnson said of the students' aggressiveness towards teachers, "I can't just let this continue to happen." In addition to the leadership change, Mr. Johnson said the district will increase the number of paraprofessionals at Edgewood and review individualized education plans, IEPs, for all special education students. Mr. Hickman, who previously was principal at Woodland Hills Academy, director of the Delaney Scholars Program for Young African American Males, and director of Pupil Personal Services, became principal at Edgewood this year. He declined to comment about being placed on leave. They said at the time, his removal doesn't mean Mr. Hickman is not a good principal. Sometimes you just need a new person at the helm. All right. So I don't know Reginald Hickman. Never met him in my life. What I do know is the two times I've heard of this guy, here's what's happened. About a dozen teachers in Woodland Hills were injured at Edgewood Primary School about 10 years ago. By students in grades K through 3 because he didn't have a good plan. He didn't want to be heavy-handed. He didn't want to be too tough on students. Well, they're crossing a pretty big line when they're using physical force with their teachers. The second time I've heard of Reginald Hickman was just at this Penn Hills school board meeting after he got on the Penn Hills school board. And he had an opportunity to speak, and it seems like a personal bone to pick with Ms. Vecchio, who's been on it a long time and outlined her own merits, has done a lot for Penn Hills' school district. And he says that because there's 63% African-American enrollment at their schools, they need someone who is black to be the president of the school board. It's entirely unacceptable what he said. Because now you have people questioning. Here's why it's unacceptable. You have people questioning if Ms. Vecchio's racist. That's exactly why. Some people might not say that, especially into a microphone. I do. You have now painted someone as something. Or, at the very least, have people questioning someone's integrity. That's not right. That's not fair. And that's not good enough. If you want to, go ahead and come up with things, bullet points, different situations, different data as to what Ms. Vecchio has not done during her tenure as president for 9 years of the Penn Hills School Board, and present that. One good data point is not there's 63% African-American student population in our district. Thus, you have to have an African-American president of the school board. Tell me what she's not doing to better the school district or hasn't done, and I'll listen. But you're trying to not make it about color, but you're absolutely making it about color. That's not good enough. It's pretty easy to see, pretty simple to see what this guy wants. And he's just a rabble rouser. How he got on the Penn Hills School Board, I'll never know. I'll tell you this. Black, blue, white, green, Chinese, it doesn't matter. I'm glad this guy's not on my school board. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. News top of the hour, KDK. We're in the aftermath of a gigantic Steelers win. Some will say that. Some will say, doesn't matter. Still stink. Nonetheless, you'll hear from a couple Steelers throughout the show. Well, one player, one coach. Cam Hayward in the next hour, maybe. And Mike Tomlin, as we do a lot of times on our way out the door. I think a lot of people like that. I've gotten a lot of feedback that people enjoy that. Anyway, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Top of the hour. I want to make it a little more lighthearted. We will get into that tax stuff with the city, and I have a solution. I have had the solution all along. And maybe this next administration will get it figured out, but the solution has been, I don't want to say simple, but it's been right in front of their eyes, so there's that. But we'll get into some of the tax stuff in the next hour. So that's that, but I want to start it a little bit more lighthearted when we hit that next hour. First, Dave's in Rankin. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Colin, how are you? How was your weekend?
Wonderful. How was your weekend?
It was great. I sent you the message about going to Ladle's restaurant in Springdale.
Yeah, how was that?
Outstanding. First time I've been there. My buddy's family had been there many, many times. They weren't sure after the pandemic what the status of the restaurant was, but it's up and running. It's fantastic. Highly recommended.
Highly recommended. Okay.
Yep. You were talking earlier. I kind of just caught it on the tail end about cocaine and the ramifications of doing it and maybe the minimization of the repercussions of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, growing up in Rankin, I had a lot of buddies that started out smoking weed. And that was illegal, obviously. And a lot of people say that marijuana isn't a gateway drug. I don't agree with that. And these guys that I grew up with are living proof, or not necessarily living anymore. They went from marijuana. A lot of them went to cocaine and crack.
I agree with two things. Can I throw this one at you? That there's two things that people say that I vehemently disagree with. And I think I speak your language here. One, they say marijuana isn't this big gateway drug. I believe it absolutely is. And two, people always say you can't get hooked on marijuana. I know plenty of people that wake up and have to smoke weed and don't know what they'd do if they didn't smoke weed. And by definition, for me, maybe not be the scientific definition, that sure seems like they're hooked on it.
Seems like an addiction to me. And like I said, there was a group of guys, I'm going to say maybe a half a dozen. I worked with them for a short while doing landscaping. I was in between jobs. You know, I hung out with them quite a bit, but I got away from them all because of the reasons that we're talking about. And two of them that were brothers are currently dead. And a couple of them are still living on the fringes of society. Honestly, and the other couple, I don't know what their status is, but I just know what I've seen from personal experience. And what I always say, and you've said it before, you have to take the initiative to try whatever it is that first time. And I was always terrified and afraid because of what my parents instilled in me. Now, I did try marijuana, and I smoked it kind of regularly at that time. But as far as cocaine, I never took that step, and I never did anything more than marijuana. I'm proud to say that, but I just know that you have to have a weakness or whatever it is, a curiosity to try that terrible drug for the first time. And if you do, all bets are off.
Yeah, I'm with you. And that's very well said. Like, there has to be, for me at least, the understanding of a giant leap in risk, a giant leap in what you're doing, and an understanding that this is a much bigger deal than smoking a joint or, you know, cranking back a bong, whatever. This is a much, much bigger deal, and you're taking a giant leap forward. All right, 866-391-1020 is that number. That's 866-391-1020. We'll get into the tax hike proposed. It's never going to happen in the 3 o'clock hour in the city. And I've got a solution, but I do want to start off the next hour with something much more lighthearted, especially around the holidays. I'm a softy when it comes for this. And there's something right on my street that has absolutely melted my heart. I mean it. Some people will hate it. I'm one who loves it. Wait till you hear about this coming up in just a little bit. Right here, KDK.